Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So President Biden gave a 23-minute speech today talking about his hopes to be able to raise taxes on the very wealthy in the country. Says, hey, look, he's not doesn't want to punish anybody. Doesn't want to punish. But, you know, there are some folks who should be paying their fair share. And he said, you know, he's not pushing a new deal. I wasn't expecting that. But he is wanting to provide a fair shot for the middle class. And that means, well, we need investments. And we need it now. And here to share some thoughts on, should we be taxing the wealthy? Should we follow Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's dress? Which I thought was fabulous, by the way. I've asked our good friend Morris Pearl to come talk with us. Morris is the chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires, also the author of Tax the Rich, How Lies, Loopholes, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. Morris, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, good to talk to you, Rick, anytime.
So I'm looking at the president's speech, and the first story I saw on it in our ridiculous media is Joe Biden was coughing.
Well, a lot of people are coughing. I cough too sometimes. I wasn't paying attention to the coughs. I was paying attention to the words. And the words are that he needs the rest of the Democrats who were elected the same time he was, voted into office by the same people who voted him in, have to come along and join the rest of the party and get with the program and tax the rich. That's what the voters want. That's what AOC wants. When she walked in with that dress just 100 yards over there at the Metropolitan Costume Institute Gala. And that's what we need to do. We need to decrease inequality in our nation. We don't want to live in a nation with a few rich people who don't pay any taxes and lots of poor people. We need people like me who get investment income to be charged the same tax rates as all of your listeners out there who get taxes deducted from their paycheck every single week. That's what we need.
No, we absolutely do need it. But, you know, the president did ask, how is it possible that the wealthiest billionaires in the country can entirely escape paying income taxes on what they make? And it's a question that I've asked and we've talked about numerous times. It's our tax code. It's how they've lobbied to make sure that their income is excluded in that. And this is a moment, I think, that, you know, as a country, we can maybe right some of the wrongs of the past, well, at least couple of tax bills anyway.
Yes, we can make the reason is pretty obvious. I wasn't surprised when that ProPublica piece came out that you like weren't paying much taxes. I see numbers on my computer screen and I get richer in sort of casual conversation. I can say, oh, I'm making money. I made hundreds of thousands of dollars, but that doesn't mean I made taxable income. I decide for myself if I want to realize gains and have taxable income. Otherwise, I can just withdraw money from my brokerage account whenever I feel like it. And go on like that for a long time and not have any taxable income, because we only charge taxes, income tax on taxable income, not on making money writ large. And that's what billionaires do.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of other schemes and how people get around it. And this is where, honestly, at some point, we've got to claw some of that back. But here again, you go back to the Bush era, the George W. Bush era. One of the things that they did with the IRS was get rid of a bunch of IRS attorneys who were going after and auditing tax returns like yours and others, because they're complicated. They're big, they're long, and you've got the resources to be able to fight them. So they did away with them. They moved them to going after working people. And it's been that way since the Bush era till now. Biden's simply saying, hey, we need some money to undo that damage. That doesn't seem all that onerous to me.
No, that's one of the few things we can get Republicans and Democrats to agree on, is that we need to enforce the laws. We need a law enforcement agency to enforce the laws about taxes and collect the money that's due.
Do Republicans actually believe in that, though? Do you think Republicans actually believe in that? Because most of my Republican friends want to abolish the IRS. They don't want anybody paying taxes. So I'm not sure that you're going to get them to agree to enforcing the tax laws that they despise.
Well, you're probably right. I take that back. At least you can get all the Democrats to agree on that, maybe. But I think that's not enough, though, because that does not address the issues of investors like me and Mr. Bezos and Mr. Musk paying far lower tax rates than people who work for a living, because that is perfectly legal. The laws are written that way. These billionaires, they're not the criminals. And frankly, our patriotic millionaires are not the criminals either. There are criminals out there who cheat on their taxes, and we do need law enforcement to track them down and make them pay what they're supposed to be paying. But that's not the real problem that's causing inequality in our country. The real problem is the fact the laws are written and designed to increase inequality and to have rich people having lower tax rates than people who work for a living. Yeah, that's the real problem.
The reality, Morris, is you don't need, billionaires don't need to be criminals because they run the system. When their money is what funnels, what fuels the system, you can write whatever you want into law. And this is one of those weird moments, because I had a friend years ago whose grandfather was a very wealthy guy during World War II. And they were, the story that he told me is that the grandfather was proud of the fact that they paid the top marginal tax rate. They didn't go and try and get out of paying the taxes. They paid it because it was their civic duty. We've kind of lost that, 80s forward of greed is good and the one with the most toys when they die wins. That mentality has kind of gripped all of us.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Douglas wore shirts with the stripes going the wrong way and told everyone greed is good. And then Ronald Reagan came along and said that everyone's supposed to just be by themselves and not contribute to the common good and commonwealth. And then Donald Trump came along and bragged about cheating on taxes, essentially. And we've gone a long way. We have to go back the other way. Go back to World War II when they first raised taxes a lot. You'll see they had jingles and little music videos about how patriotic it is to pay taxes. You know, that's what we need. We need that. I don't know if we need music videos, but we need that feeling that paying taxes is patriotic. You know, they had famous actors going by the plane. Oh, I paid for this plane and so did Rockefeller. And that's what we need again. The idea that everyone is supposed to pay their fair share, and rich people have a much higher fair share than people who work for a living. That's what we need.
Yeah. Well, from how's the saying go? From what much is given, much is expected, something along that lines.
Yes. And even the very rich people understand that a lot of it is because of the society where they built their businesses, because of those who came before them, because of all the things that were provided for them. Very few people get rich just by doing nothing. Well, actually, Sam Walton's children did. They did absolutely nothing and became billionaires. But most people who are rich are part of society and do something and to take advantage of the society where they grew up in. And that's the fact. And that's why those of us who are have good fortunes should be required to pay more taxes than those people who don't have good fortunes and don't have any money.
Do I sense a bit of envy there? I mean, they won the birth lottery. You had to go and work for a living. A little envy there, maybe?
Well,
I'm just kidding with you.
I don't really think about it too much.
No, but you're right. They won the birth lottery.
Look, Rick, I've been extremely lucky in my time. I've been in the right place at the right time a few times. I have kids who are doing great. I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. I really believe that.
And the thing I love about you,
years ago, I spent my time talking to you.
Yeah. No, the thing I love about you is the fact that you're willing to admit that. Look, I was in the right place at the right time. I've been very fortunate. And I now want to help other people to do that instead of going, hey, I climbed the ladder. I'm going to kick it off the wall.
Yeah, ask Warren Buffett. He talks about the ovarian birth lottery too. The most thing he ever did, he says, was being born in Omaha, Nebraska when he was. And that's true for most really rich people. They had a lot of things in their favor to begin with. Mark Zuckerberg is a billionaire, and that's great. He should be a billionaire. He's a brilliant guy. But he also had parents who ran a very successful dental practice in the suburbs of New York who were able to pay him and his sister for years while they were trying to build Facebook into a business. So he didn't need to actually earn a living.
Right. No, and those are stories.
Not everyone has those advantages.
Right. Those stories are never told when the lore is passed down generation to generation, that they had the resources to begin with, that they weren't just tinkering in their garages. But, I saw this story earlier today over at Bloomberg News, and this is one of the things that's most concerning to me. The tax code is one thing. And it's something that we have to address to get the wealth class of this country to pay a little bit more. But also for me on the wage front, You know, I think I talk about my grandparents all the time who came back from fighting World War II and fascism overseas to coming back to here and fighting to build the most prosperous working class in the history of civilization. And yet now I'm seeing Amazon building company towns, and we've got a media structure going, oh, that's just going to be a great thing. It's going to lift the working class. It's going to be fantastic. As where I don't see them going, we should be paying them more. We should be giving them the ability to unionize, to fight for better wages, hours, and conditions so they can buy their own home.
Yeah, Henry Ford tried that in Brazil in, you know, the last century, too. I think that part of the problem is the decline of unions, and that's because of the laws they passed, starting when Harry Truman was president, before I was born. They've had this anti-union movement in the United States, and that's part of what has driven wages and salaries down and profits for shareholders like me up. You know, yeah. I mean, part of the reason why I'm wealthy is because I own, you know, $1 million worth of stock in Amazon that was worth a fraction of that when I bought it. And that's nice, but I don't do anything compared with what all the people who put the stuff in the boxes and send it around do. And they need to earn a living too. Because I want them to be able to buy stuff and shop and buy expensive shoes and expensive ice cream and all the things that help our patriotic millionaire members build businesses and get rich.
Right. Now, the president said today that, you know, his plan is going to lower costs for people to have daycare, child care, elder care. This whole Build Back Better plan is going to give people the opportunity to get health care coverage for seniors with vision and dental and hearing. There's a whole bunch of stuff in here that we've needed for decades. And yet we've got someone like Joe Manchin who's going, nope, can't afford it. And yet the Treasury Department came out this week and said, look, we know where there's about $600 billion a year, about $7 trillion over the next decade. We can certainly afford it.
We can afford it. We can afford it. The thing that people like Joe Manchin sometimes forget is the United States government actually prints money.
Yes.
And they remembered that in 2017 when they passed the last tax bill in the middle of the night with only Republican votes, that they didn't need to take in as much money as they send out because they create money, U.S. dollars. And I think Democrats have to remember that, too. It's not like the number that was written by in pencil by a bunch of Republican staffers in the middle of the night was written by God on stone tablets. We can change the size of the budget irregardless of the amount of tax revenue the government has. But I also think that we do need to change the tax system too, because it's the way it's contributing to inequality. We need to shift things so that those of us who are uber wealthy and investors pay at least the same tax rates as all of your listeners, Rick, who work for a living.
Right. So policy-wise, how do you get there? Because like you said, most of your income is unrealized interest and capital gains that the tax that either, nothing if you haven't taken any money out yet. But when you do, it's at a much lower rate. How do we go and go after that?
Well, talk to Senator Wyden, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee from Oregon. He's got plans for unrealized capital gains to be taxed too. Like all the money you make is considered taxable income under some of his plans. We have plans to change the system so that people who make investment income pay the same tax rates as people who work for a living. They have plans so that if you inherit wealth and sell it, you still have to pay taxes based on how much profit was made from when it was bought by your parents or whomever, instead of only profit made, you know, after you inherited it. That's what they call the step-up basis loophole that's created billion-dollar fortunes for those of us who are very fortunate. So there are a lot of plans, particularly with Senator Wyden and the Senate Finance Committee.
Right.
But there are a lot of people pushing, and we are pushing them to improve this plan that the House Ways and Means came up with. We are talking to the recalcitrant Congress people now, and we are trying to push them to insist on these changes.
Now,
that's what the patriotic millionaires are doing.
No, and you guys are doing great work. I mean, you're doing fabulous stuff. The videos and stuff you're putting out are fantastic, and I hope people will take a look at them.
And we the book. Tax the Rich,
that most certainly a book you got to look at, but also your website, patrioticmillionaires.org. Lots of information there, videos, things to get information. But, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, at some point, Yeah, that's one part of it. The other part is we've got to organize workers to get better wages, hours, conditions. Is there more that should be done? And if there is, how do we get to that point, given our political realities?
Well, after we get this tax thing passed, we're going to work on the Fair Elections Bill that Senator Joe Manchin is one of the sponsors of. And yes, they're going to have to decide to pass it with only Democratic votes and ignore the filibuster rules. And we're going to work on increasing wages, particularly increase the minimum wage. And we're going to work on the PRO Act, too, to give workers more rights to actually organize. There's no reason why employers should have rights to organize more than workers do. And so we need the PRO Act, too.
No, I absolutely agree with you. But in looking at this, one of the frames that keeps coming back at me is, well, we shouldn't be taxing people who are successful. This frame that the right has done masterfully is, you know, we're just punishing people who have done well, and it's all only going to benefit the lazy. Make an argument against that.
It's not punishing anybody. Somebody has to pay taxes. I mean, nobody claims that everyone should pay no taxes. And half of Americans don't make enough money to pay any taxes. So we have to tax those of us who have done well. We have to do it that way. We've always had a graduated tax system where people with higher incomes have higher tax rates than people with lower incomes. And we have to go back to the way it was when America was great.
Yeah.
You know,
the good socialist years of Dwight David Eisenhower.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Even the people who are complaining the most got rich paying tax rates at double the rates that they're paying now. And they're running around complaining, oh, we can't build America anymore. It's absolutely ridiculous.
So last question I've got for you. If we do all this, we do raise taxes on the very wealthy. Is it your argument that it would actually benefit the wealthy as well?
Yes. If we have less inequality in our country, if instead of having millions of people who losing their jobs and not paying their rent, if all those people are able to pay their rent and go out to eat at restaurants and buy shoes and ice cream and all the other things that people do with extra money, we're all going to be better off. My children and grandchildren are going to be building businesses the way my parents and grandparents did, and the whole country, it particularly including the investor class, is going to be better off. I'm telling you, investors are better off with a big, robust middle class, not with a country full of poor people.
I'm right there with you. Morris, I appreciate you taking time. Always great talking with you, my friend.
Anytime, Rick. Thank you.
Good stuff. Morris Pearl, he is the chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires. Make sure you check out their website, patrioticmillionaires.org. We'll get links out on social media. Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.